Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today is the General Manager of Football for the Sturt Football Club. It's David Odie. David, how are you?
Excellent, thanks, Zach. Yep, very excited to be in Grand Final week, so all is good here at Unley.
I can only imagine, mate. It'd be very exciting down there, given second consecutive Grand Final berth, and this time against the old foe, Port Adelaide. But before we get to that, a fantastic hard-fought win, 20 points in the end, the margin against Woodville West Torrens in Sunday's preliminary final at Adelaide Oval. You must have been pleased to get over the line.
Yeah, as we thought they were going to bring everything they had. Certainly the defensive game that they brought was excellent, and they kept the pressure on us for the whole game, so it was really good for our guys to be able to battle on, particularly with Ben Hanson getting injured reasonably early. We were down a rotation, so to be able to battle through that in a reasonably hot day was a fantastic effort by the players.
Yeah, most definitely. I was going to mention that being down a rotation, how did you manage that from the bench on the day? Obviously, as you say, conditions a little bit warmer than the boys were used to suddenly too.
Yes, so the coach does a fair bit of that from the box, particularly after half-time. So we had a lot of rotations in hand after half-time. So we basically ran our normal rotations and the defenders just got slightly less changes, which certainly saw them tiring towards the end of the game. So some of the boys, Matt Crocker, Jack Stevens, they were certainly running on empty there near the end. But, yeah. You know, the coaches, that makes the box a lot busier, that's for sure. When the numbers are down, you've just got to try and make sure that you're keeping the rotations up and keeping the guys fresh.
You can certainly see a few of the guys, and you mentioned Matt Crocker there getting a few massages on the ground and stretching those calves out. So no doubt the boys were cramping a little bit towards the end.
Yeah, it's unusual in a final to have cramp, but it sure happened. Crocs is a long runner anyway. Normal game time, he's a sort of a 13 to 14 kilometre runner. So having a few less rotations doesn't decrease his running power. So he would have been up around 15 kilometres yesterday. And yes, they need to get to the bench. The physios and trainers do a great job giving him a massage too to get him up and going.
Well, on the topic of Matt Crocker, fantastic to see him play so well in such an important game. He's so often a really important link man that doesn't necessarily get the kudos he deserves, but your leading disposal winner with 27 and cap things off beautifully with that lovely check side goal.
Yeah, he's really important for our group. I mean, he does a couple of things. First of all, around the footy club, he's a fantastic leader and sets great standards. So that's, you know, where he's really important to us. But on the oval, he sets up really well. He's had a really good final series now, and certainly his goal was brilliant, but more importantly, I thought his crumb to get that goal was fantastic. He had to cover a lot of territory to get there, got to the perfect spot, and then to finish the goal. It's not his first this year, he kicked a tricky one on the side there, so yes, everyone enjoyed him doing that for sure, and he deserved it.
And the other guy you mentioned as well, Jack Stevens, he had good reason to be cramping towards the back end. He did a wonderful job of quelling the influence of young Jack Lukosius when he went to him after Lukosius kicked his first three goals quickly in that first term. And he also did so well, as he always does, with the intercept marking.
You know, you've summarised that perfectly. So Jack Lukosius was very dangerous. He was the one, a real big question mark we had in the box just before half-time as to, what do we do there? Do we try and, get a defender in front of him or a winger in front of him to stop his leading patterns? But Jack was able to go to him, did a fantastic job just breaking up his leading patterns and stopping his run at the footy, which was fantastic. And then, as you said, after half-time, he went back to what he does really well, not only beating his opponent but also taking some really important intercept marks and coming off his men at the right time. So he was really, really important to us.
And not sure if you're aware of this, but he's chalking up triple figures in the grand final as well, his 100th game.
Yeah, no, we certainly know that. There's been plenty of advice. Everyone lets us know that he is up to 100 this week, which is fantastic. So, he's our vice-captain. He's been a ripper at our footy club now for a long time. And it's nice to get to 100 games in a grand final.
Now, you touched on him earlier on in the piece, David. Ben Hanson, how's he faring the morning after? Obviously, he had to come off in that first term, an issue to his back. And, just if you can run through, for the listeners' sake, exactly what happened.
you know, he just got a knee in the back, which then led to a muscle spasm. Mm-hmm. So we're hopeful that he'll be okay. We'll have an MRI just to check that there's no, you know, sort of any disc damage in his back. But if that all settles well, he should be okay. But okay, it's one of those unknown injuries where, yeah, once the back seizes up, it's very hard to loosen up on game day. So that's why he didn't go back on the oval.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're hopeful. We'll certainly give him until Wednesday to see how it settles, and we'll see what the MRI says. And, yeah, definitely, if he can train Friday, we'll certainly roll him back out. But if not, yeah, I'm sure there'll be plenty of men putting their hand up to take his spot.
One indeed would be Mark Evans, who obviously very tough call when these sort of things happen at this time of year, but obviously squeezed out of the lineup in preference for Jake Sutcliffe.
Yeah, so Mark was the unlucky man last week. He's on our leadership group, and no one wants to be left out for a game of footy at league level, but he took it really well, and he will certainly be very keen to put his hand up this week if someone, if Ben doesn't come up, or someone else, and he will certainly deserve his spot because he's been really good this year. The thing that I've liked about our leadership group and our players this year, though, is they're very selfless and they certainly look after the group.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Mark was not, it was not all about him on the weekend, that's for sure. He made sure he was up in the coach's box and around the players, so yeah, he's a fantastic fellow. And, yeah, hopefully for his sake he gets an opportunity, and I guess hopefully for the other guys, yeah, that doesn't come up, so...
And great that you've got the reserves obviously in action in the grand final against West Adelaide as well on Sunday. So you've got the full squad out there and plenty of boys to pick from.
Yeah, so it is a wonderful thing to have both teams in. It does two things. It gives plenty of numbers on the training track with everyone still excited and, you know, still playing, which is fantastic. The other thing it does do is just keeps the pressure on the league guys to keep performing because the reserves have been very good. And we certainly have four or five guys on the reserves board who also deserve their chance to play in a league grand final. I guess one guy I should throw up is Mitch Cruden. So he played in the under-18 grand final yesterday and was a winner. But, yeah, he played all the front half of the year until the state under-18 kicked in. And then, yeah, they probably meant that his continuity in league footy was stopped there for a while. He's played a couple since, but he would certainly be very keen, along with a few other fellas who've played this year and a couple of grand finals from last year as well.
Yeah, most definitely. Mitch had a solid performance in the under-18s Torrens Uni Cup Grand Final, as you mentioned, Dave, and fantastic to get the first premiership, I guess, in the bank. And not sure if you're aware of this record, but I managed to dig it up last night. But Central District was the last team to win three premierships in the 1 year, including the league premiership in 03. They won the league reserves and under-19s, it was back then. So Sturt looking to chase a similar run of history on the weekend.
Yeah, well, Central certainly had a great period there for 10 years, so the Sturt Football Club would be very excited if we got anything near like that sort of run. Yeah. That was an unbelievable time. But, yeah, it was great for the under-18 guys and their staff, so it was really good for them to win yesterday. And yeah, hopefully we can do the right thing in the next two games on the weekend, but certainly it's a massive challenge for us against Westies and Port Adelaide.
You must be really pleased with how the health of the club as a whole, David. Obviously you've been there for 18 months or so now since crossing over from Nord, but you've played an integral role in getting things humming along, particularly from the junior grades upwards and throughout filtering through into senior level, and you must be really pleased with how things are looking.
You know, the club is in a fantastic position, and I have almost nothing to do with it. I was just lucky to be on the receiving end of it all. That's how footy works. But certainly to get a football club in a good position, you need lots of people doing lots of things really well. And that certainly starts at the top with Jason Kilich, the president, and Martin Matner, the coach, all the way down to the people who, yeah, come and just help out the development squad. So, and everybody in between. But, yeah, if everybody's doing their role, you can end up with a pretty successful little period. And as we see, that changes quickly if, you know, some people can't fall in and follow their roles and it all becomes about them. But, yeah, I've been really wrapped with how the footy club's going. Yeah. And, you know, we've all talked about the financial plight of Sturt, but they certainly seem to have covered that up really well and look after that well now. And I like the way they spend their money, and it's based around looking after the zone and making sure that the zone players have a fair and equal chance of playing in the league team, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that is fantastic, as you say. And just before we let you go, the plan for training this week, David, when and where will the Double Blues be running around?
Yep, so we'll have a recovery session tonight, which just happens to be at Adelaide Oval, but it will be inside, so there's not much to see for anybody there. And then Wednesday night will be at Unley Oval, and that will be where we can hopefully get some spectators along, watch training, have a sausage sizzle, and then Friday night, which clashes with the Crows, so I guess we won't have too many training then, but that's at Unley Oval, and if anyone's around, we'd love to see them. out. They're both 5:30 Wednesday and Friday.
Oh, fantastic. Now, well, I'm sure the Double Blues fans will get out and have a look, and plenty of interest, as you say, on Ben Hansen's health and how he pulls up during the week with that back ailment. But we thank you very much for your time on Sandful Radio, David, and congratulations on earning another grand final berth against Port Adelaide this time on Sunday at the Adelaide Oval.
You know, thanks very much, Jack. It's very exciting for the whole footy club. Thank you.